Dave Boyle was at his most aggravating when Jimmy was like this. Dave Boyle seemed to think it was his job to make sure everyone was happy, which usually just pissed people off after a while. As they stood out on the sidewalk trying to decide what to do, Jimmy all wrapped in himself and Sean still waking up, all three of them fidgeting with the day hanging out in front of them but bordered by the ends of Sean's street, Dave said, "Hey, why's a dog lick its balls?" Neither Sean nor Jimmy answered. They'd heard this one like 1,000 times. "Because it can," Dave Boyle shrieked and grabbed his gut like it was so funny it hurt. Jimmy walked over to the sawhorses, where city crews had been replacing several squares of sidewalk. The work crews had tied yellow caution tape to 4 sawhorses in a rectangle, created a barricade around the new sidewalk squares, but Jimmy snapped the tape by walking through it. He squatted at the edge, his keds on the old sidewalk, and used a twig on the soft pavement to carve thin lines that reminded Sean of old men's fingers. "My dad don't work with yours anymore."
"How come?"
Sean squatted by Jimmy. He didn't have a stick, but he wanted one. He wanted to do what Jimmy did, even if he didn't know why, and even though his father would strap his ass if he did. Jimmy shrugged. He was smarter than them. He scared them because he knew so much stuff.
"Smart stuff," Dave Boyle said. "Right, Jimmy?"
"Right, Jimmy? Right, Jimmy?"
Dave was like a parrot some days. Sean wondered how much anyone could know about candy and why that information would be important. What kind of stuff?
"How to run the place better."
Jimmy didn't sound real sure, and then he shrugged.
"Stuff, anyway. Important stuff."
"Oh.
How to run the place. Right, Jimmy?"
Jimmy dug in the cement some more. Dave Boyle found his own stick and bent over the soft cement, began drawing a circle. Jimmy frowned and tossed his own stick aside. Dave stopped drawing, looked at Jimmy like, "What did I do?"
"Know what would be cool?"
Jimmy's voice had that slight rise in it that made something in Sean's blood jitter, probably because Jimmy's idea of cool was usually way different than anyone else's.
"What?"
"Driving a car."
"Yeah," Sean said slowly.
"You know."
Jimmy held his palms out, the twig and cement forgotten.
"Just around the block."
"Just around the block," Sean said.
"It would be cool, wouldn't it?" Jimmy grinned.
Sean felt a smile curl up and break wide across his face.
"It would be cool. It would be like cooler than anything."
Jimmy jumped a foot off the ground. He raised his eyebrows at Sean and jumped again.
"It'd be cool."
Sean could already feel the big wheel in his hand.
"Yeah, yeah, yeah."
Jimmy punched Sean's shoulder.
"Yeah, yeah, yeah."
Sean punched Jimmy's shoulder, something rippling inside him, racing, everything getting fast and shiny.
"Yeah, yeah, yeah,"
Dave said, but his punch missed Jimmy's shoulder. For a moment, Sean had even forgotten Dave was there. That happened a lot with Dave. Sean didn't know why.
"Fucking serious, fucking cool."
Jimmy laughed and jumped again. And Sean could see it was already beginning to happen. They were in the front seat, Dave in the back if he was there at all, and moving. 2 11-year-olds driving around Buckingham, tooting the horn at their friends, drag racing the older kids on Dunboy Avenue, laying rubber in screeching clouds of smoke. He could smell the air rushing through the window, feel it in his hair.